Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
David Culley is ready to go. Let's go live to NRG and hear from the head coach of the Houston Texans following the 21-14 loss and the healthy, inactive decision to sit Justin Reed on the sidelines.
I thought they both played well together. They did a nice job. I was very happy for Lane, you know, to finally get some extensive action. You know, he was only out maybe a couple of plays. We were concerned about his endurance and whatnot, but he did a nice job. They both played well.
With that offensive line, you guys got a lot of success when you were pulling Justin McCray to the other side. Once he was out, did things change, and how did you try to?
Brooks, it did change. As a matter of fact, Justin was playing very well up to that point, and very happy to see, because he didn't play quite as well the week before. He came back. He was playing very well. When he went out, obviously, it made a big difference with us.
Moving Titus around affords you guys to play the best five. Mm-hmm. But long-term, what do you think is his best position individually?
Well, right now, with the situation that we're in, is that we're going to put him where we feel like he gives us the best chance, depending on the matchup that we have. And we know he can do both. We know he's very effective playing both. And we'll just kind of take it week to week to see where it best fits until Laramie gets back to see where we need to best fit him.
An update on Justin Reed, and then Justin Will. You said that you would know more today. Have you decided yet if he will play against the next game?
We'll have a meeting this afternoon, and we'll talk about it.
Have you determined more about Reed, his return?
We'll talk about it a little bit more today, John.
What are you looking for when you have your discussion with him?
Well, just to make sure he understands that we're all in everything that we're doing, you know, and I'm not saying that he wasn't all in, but, you know, we have rules and we have standards here, and I just felt like that last week during that particular situation, he didn't meet those standards, and when that happens, then I made a decision.
What is sort of your standard for when coaches and players disagree in a meeting or a practice?
It wasn't just in a disagreement. It had something to do with our rules and our standards. It wasn't just in a disagreement. Well, the good thing was is that in the first half, we actually had like four sacks in the first half. We only had one in the second half. And even that one sack that we had in the second half, Tyrod should have got the ball out. It had nothing to do with our offensive line. The big thing what we're saying is what we see from the second half to the first half is that our first two drives that we had back-to-back this year where we scored a touchdown on because we executed. In the second half, yesterday, there were times when guys were off a play here. A guy was play there. It didn't do the right thing. And it got us behind the sticks. And when we get behind the sticks, it's tough for us to come back.
Once Justin was out, was that just not a pulling scheme that Max was comfortable in? Or is that just?
No, it wasn't. We went on and did the things that we felt like we needed to do with him. It's just that, Justin's much better at doing that. And we did some of that even after he went out, but that really had nothing to do with us not being able to effectively do what we were doing when Justin was in there.
And after the bye week, whenever you were talking about finding things that did work and committing mm-hmm. to those things, it seems like one of those. Whenever that is taken out of a game, how hard is it once you're trying to adapt?
Well, Brooks, what ends up happening is there's other things that we got to go to and do. And then when we're doing the right things, and a couple of times yesterday we didn't do the right thing in critical moments, which put us behind the sticks. And when you do that, it doesn't matter what scheme we're running. You know, it gets us behind the sticks.
I know you said you're going to stick with Tim as your play caller, but
that's not even a question about Tim being the play caller.
The offense has performed. Why not?
We got to play better. We got to play better. It has nothing to do with the play call. It has something to do with us playing better and doing things the right way.
David, could you evaluate your overall rookie class, and what do you want to see from these young guys for the rest of the season?
Well, for them to keep growing, John. I mean, they are growing. They're doing a good job of getting better each week. And all we want them to do each week is to get better. And all of those guys that are playing for us right now, regardless of what their role is getting better. You're starting to see it with Nico. You're starting to see it with Lopez. You're starting to see it with Waller, you know, special teams. All those guys are doing a really good job of progressing. And I think that's a credit, too, to the guys on this football team, the veteran guys on this football team. They see how they've been professional about going through a tough year with a one-loss record and still going out there every day and doing things the right way. And those guys are following right in with that. And they're getting better because of that.
Is there a chance we could see Mills again?
Something happens to Tyrod, you could see him.
If Tyrod's healthy, he's the starter.
He's the starter.
What are the challenges? What is the challenge for you as the head coach when you have a situation like this involving Justin midseason, challenges of not allowing this to become a distraction within the team?
Well, it's not a distraction anymore. We took care of it. And, you know, those things happen, you take care of them, and then you move on. And that's what we're doing in this situation.
About execution, what can you guys do over staff because that's the thing that pops up, just to kind of have some improvement in the area of how your team executes.
Well, the thing is, when we call, got to play call, the guys got to do the right thing. And sometimes when the focus is not right in certain situations, and it usually happens with us after a negative play. And the thing that we've got to be able to do is to have that next play mentality and not allow the bad play to happen before to interfere with what's happening going forward. And we got to do a better job of doing that. No, not at all, Sarah.
When do you start thinking about that?
I think all I think about right now is just winning the next football game. That's Nick.
With Justin Britt, do you expect, now that he practiced last week, how did that go? Do you think that Justin could play as soon as this week?
We hope so. We'll see what happens when we go out there on Wednesday, but we're hoping to see what he does and see if we can get him back. He actually practiced a day last week, but he wasn't ready.
Do you think Laramie will play for you again this year?
I hope so. I'm hoping he do, Brandon. I mean, looking for him to.
Efficiency of the running game. Why didn't you guys consider giving Royce Freeman a chance yesterday?
Well, the two guys are in the backfield. We're doing a nice job for us running the football.
So would you say your running game issues have more to do with the offensive line than the running backs?
Well, it has something to do with everybody on offense. The line, when the backs, we're not always hitting the right holes sometimes. We're not always making the right calls. It's a combination of things. It's not who's running the ball. It's how we're all executing it when we're up there running those plays.
David, on the screen that got blown up with the interception, it's one that you guys have used often in the red zone. Do you feel like that was part of the reason the Jets were prepared for that, or was it just
no? That the guy made a play. I mean, Ty tried to get the ball over him. The guy made a good football play, you know, and then did a nice job on it.
With Brevin Jordan got a lot of one-on-ones last week in third downs. Mm-hmm. Nico Collins. Fourth down at the end. Is this just a thing with these guys as they're younger getting more reps at that kind of thing that they'll eventually produce there, or what are you seeing?
I think what I'm seeing now is just the opportunities that are coming up in the game where they're in those situations, just like the situation with Brevin yesterday on the touchdown. It was the zero coverage that Miami did to us a bunch of times, and he and Tyrod was on the same page. He learned from it from the previous couple of weeks and made a play on it and got us a touchdown. That's just from him playing and those guys doing the right thing and getting a feel for what we're doing.
Coach, would you be so adamant about keeping Tim Kelly as a play caller? Is there anything you would like to see him do better in hopes of helping his team?
No, I just like to see our whole offense do better. You know, me as a head coach do better in helping in getting things the way it should be. And but no, there is no question about our play calling. It's the fact that we're not doing what we need to do when the play is being called.
If Tyrod stays healthy and starts the rest of the season, have you seen enough of Mills off the field, meetings and practice, and on the field to believe he could be your quarterback next season?
I believe he could be a quarterback in this league for a long time.
All right, that's David Culley live at NRG. A lot to unpack there. Justin Reed said he's going to have a discussion with Justin Reed today to further evaluate if Justin Reed is going to miss just one game or he's going to keep that rolling. Basically said Titus Howard might as well just keep doing the Cupid shuffle and keep his head on a swivel. He said he likes the way Tim Kelly's calling plays. He liked what he saw from the running backs yesterday. Still a big David Johnson, Rex Burkhead fan, and he defends Tim Kelly. He likes the job that Tim Kelly is doing. Let's react to what David Culley said. I also want to get Wade Smith's thoughts on Titus Howard. I mean, my gosh, we finally saw him at left tackle. Finally, Figgy. It only took one of the worst trades in recent history, a Matt Khalil experiment, and an array of injuries, and we saw Titus Howard at left tackle. We'll ask Wade Smith what he thinks about that. Also, what he thinks about Tim Kelly's play calling, if he thinks that Tim Kelly is doing a good job, and we'll also obviously get into this Justin Reed situation. Apparently, according to David Culley, it was more than a disagreement. He violated the team rules. Reaction Monday with Wade Smith and for John Lopez continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.